Everybody here today, and welcome to any visitors. Looks like we have a very full house. If there's any stumbling here today, it's because I'm using a computer and not my regular paper notes. People everywhere go through a lot of stress every day due to the trials and tribulations of this life. Some find it all too hard and feel like jumping in a hole and pulling the ground in over them. Others decide to persist through it all by getting up each day and tackling it head on. They simply decide to persevere. When people go through the ups and downs of life, if they are strong enough, determined enough, then they will still have a good chance of completing any goals they have set for themselves. At this point, I would like to give you an example of someone who did just that. His name is Alex Smith. Alex Smith is an NFL quarterback. And during his college days, he was successful with Utah. He was recognized as an All-American, and he led his team to victory in the 2005 Fiesta Bowl. He was then drafted by the 49ers, and over the next 5 years had many ups and downs in his career, which resulted in inconsistent performances and regular injuries. At this time, the 49ers had gone through a lot of head coaches and coordinators, but Smith still managed to lead them to the playoffs 3 times, racking up impressive stats at the same time. In 2012, Smith suffered a concussion in the 9th game of the season and never regained his spot in the team. After that, he was traded to Kansas. From 2014 to 2017, he continued to do well, taking the Chiefs to the playoffs, whilst continually beating his own statistics, throwing more yards and passes and less interceptions than ever before. Towards the end of 2017, having qualified Kansas for the playoffs, he was rested, and they used the backup for the last few games. His name, by the way, was Patrick Mahomes. So if you haven't guessed it already, Smith was traded yet again, this time to Washington. At this point of his career, Alex Smith had probably gone through the usual trials and tribulations of trying to be an NFL player. But his biggest trial was yet to come. During the 9th game of the season of season one with Washington, 2 opposition players landed on his right leg, breaking it in several places, so much so he was hospitalized. After the initial surgery, he developed a life-threatening issue that resulted in sepsis, which is a blood disease, which required him to have 17 more operations over the next 9 months, including 8 debridements. Now, I had to look that one up, but apparently it's to do with tissue and foreign objects. Doctors suggested an amputation above the right knee. But he fought against that. So instead, they took skin grafts and muscle tissue from his left quadriceps to save it. And save it they did, but warned him that his footballing days were over. Through much determination and perseverance, 18 operations and what would have been an extremely painful rehabilitation, Alex Smith announced his return to football at the beginning of 2020. And in July of that year, received full clearance from the doctors. So, my point in telling the story is, if Alex Smith can go through all that to achieve his goal of playing football again, how much more can we achieve if we apply the same attitude of determination and perseverance to our own spiritual lives? Hebrews 10:36 it says, "For you have need of endurance, which is perseverance, so that after you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise." During the spring feast season, we will need to look at ourselves to see how we have done in the last year and where we need to improve. And so perseverance is a good place to start. There are many areas to perseverance, but for today I've chosen one, and that is perseverance with our relationships. I've divided this topic up into 3 points. By the way, that is the title you can put on this speech: perseverance in our relationships. So, point one. Persevering in our relationship with God. A good place to start is prayer. Life can get very busy and distracting, and we can easily fall off the prayer wagon. We can get back on simply by having 2 or 3 quick prayers during the day, possibly for those on the prayer request list or someone you know who has health issues that needs God's intervention. And of course, we can also say a prayer several times a day for Christ's return. These quick prayers will keep the connection with God strong and help us to get back on track. Then we need to be looking at persevering with our studying of God's word. Everyday distractions once again can prevent us from keeping up our study, but we need to persevere with it to help build our bond with God and strengthen the Holy Spirit within us by using all the tools at our disposal. Next comes the hard part: persevering with fasting. I know it can be difficult, especially when you have a full-time job and a family to take care of, but we all need to find time to do it, for I believe it's one of the greatest weapons we have in building a closer relationship with our great Father in heaven. Hebrews 6 verse 12, it says this: "That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience," once again perseverance, "inherit the promises." Slothful here meaning to be lazy, lethargic, sluggish, slow, and lackadaisical. If we are showing any of these signs, then we are probably not putting every effort into building perseverance. For each day is an important day, another day that God has given us to get it right, to grow in patience, endurance, and understanding, and to ask God to help others to do the same. With each new day, we get another chance to follow David's admonishment in Psalm 61, verse 8. I won't turn there. Which says, "I will sing unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows." The second point is persevering in and with our relationships with our brethren. Being strong, consistent, and reliable will help us to build those relationships. After all, do we really know each other that well, that we can feel that there is nothing more to learn? How can we be of an understanding heart if we don't really know someone, don't know their background, or how and when God opened their minds to the truth? We all come from different walks of life and have been through many different experiences. Experiences which, when shared, can be used in a positive way to encourage others. You never know when we might actually learn something or have our minds opened to see something from a different perspective. We can also build our relationships by persevering with our service to one another, looking for opportunities to step up, especially when we know that someone who is already serving is not well and could use a break. We can support each other just by being happy for someone when they receive good news, or by offering encouragement and uplift someone who is going through a few trials. Remember also that building relationships with brethren does not just apply to this congregation, but to all God's people when and wherever we meet them. We are not just brethren, but neighbours in this calling. In Matthew 22, verse 29, Christ states the second great commandment, which is to love thy neighbour as thyself. And in Luke 10, verses 30 to 37, Christ shows us through the parable of the Good Samaritan that all men are neighbours. The third point is persevering in our relationships with our families. With family members, there are different types of issues to deal with. We might have family members who were once in the church and appeared to understand the truth, only for them to leave and go back into the world. Some of them might not understand what we believe and think that we have been misled. Others might be downright hostile towards religion and therefore towards us as well. These situations might become hard emotional trials for us to go through. But remember, we were once like them until God opened our minds to the truth. The same truth that they will understand one day, and we will be able to share that joy with them. For us to be where we are today. By keeping in touch on a regular basis and by being there to give any support we can, by constantly praying for them, we can let them know we still care about them and want to maintain our family ties. By being a great example of our living God's way through perseverance, we can make ourselves ready to be there for them when the time comes of God's choosing to open their minds also. There are many examples in the Bible, of course, of people called, having to persevere, some over a short period of time and some over much longer periods of time. I'll just look at a couple of these briefly. Abraham persevered through his move to a new land. Moses, after dealing with all the trials and tribulations of his own life, had to continually persevere in his dealings with Israelites. David had a constant battle to overcome his carnal self, but he also persevered through all the ups and downs of his life, never giving up. Job also never gave up on God, despite not understanding why he was going through so many difficult trials. The reward for all these men was a much closer relationship with God. Of course, the greatest two examples of perseverance is, one, that God and Jesus Christ continue to work with us no matter how many times we all fall down, and then continually forgive us, and when we ask, help to pick us up and start anew each day. Second, greatest example of perseverance is, of course, how Christ endured the pain of his torture and death on the cross, so that we may be here today keeping his spring feast. If you'd like to turn with me to Hebrews 6:15. It says, and so, after he had patiently endured or persevered, he obtained the promise. Very simple statement, but very telling. After all, Unleavened bread is about getting sin out of our lives. And to do that, we need to persevere, not just through unleavened bread, but all year round. Remember, the more we do that, the closer we will be to God. So, in summary, Alex Smith overcame 18 operations on his right leg and what would have been a grueling rehabilitation to make his comeback to football. As I said earlier, if he can achieve that with just human will and determination, how much more can we achieve with God and his Holy Spirit working up with us? We must always hang on to God's truth and, just as importantly, do something with it. We can do that by persevering in our relationship with God, persevering in our relationships with each other, persevering in our relationships with the family. This is doing something with that truth. The world strives for material possessions, wealth, and power. We need to strive for the spiritual goal of God's kingdom and eternal life by the growing and strengthening of God's Spirit within us. Perseverance is one of the many building blocks we can use to help us reach that goal. For my final scripture, let us turn to Ephesians 6, verse 18. Ephesians 6, verse 18. The previous verses here are talking about putting on the whole armour of God. Verse 18 says, "Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." Brethren, perseverance is part of the armour of God. We need to live and grow in it every day. The more we succeed in this, the more we glorify our Father in heaven.